You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story in honor of Mother's Day.
An ode to the bedtime story. It comes to us from WPR's Jenny Peek, who wanted to pay tribute to one of her favorite activities as a new mom. She tells us how becoming a parent reignited a love for the children's books she had been missing since she was a little girl.
Oh, here, lean back.
Oh.
Tucked into bed with a world in your head as we cuddle and turn down the light. Where will you go when the stars start to glow? Tell me, what will you dream of tonight? Drifting away at the end of the day as the spellbinding sun disappears. What will you choose? You have nothing to lose because anything's possible here. What Will You Dream Of Tonight by Frances Stickley is one of my son Liam's favorite bedtime stories. Its pages unleash a world of fantasy. Treasure guarded by a fierce dragon, wintry treks under a rainbow of northern lights, a rocket ship guided by stars for the taking. As I read it to him, he sits nestled on my lap in the gray rocking chair that sits in the corner of his nursery. A dim overhead light and pink Himalayan salt lamp illuminate the pages. I can feel his soft breath and little heartbeat patter with the rhythm of the cadence of my words. He points out the moon, the little propeller plane soaring over the desert night sky, the cat creeping along the branch of a dark tree. It's my favorite place to be. And I hope it's one of his, too. You might take a ride down a waterfall slide as you glide through a tropical sky and swing past the leaves on a jungle trapeze. You are free. You are fast. You can fly.
I
always wanted to be a mom. Caretaking comes naturally, and it fills me up in more ways than I can describe. But one of the greatest joys of my journey into parenthood has been my rediscovery of children's books. I devoured them growing up. When I was 4 years old, I wanted to be a children's book author, an illustrator. But as I got older, the books got longer and the pages lost their color. When the sonogram showed a tiny beating heart and testing later confirmed we were expecting a healthy little boy, I started to imagine all of the things we would need to welcome him into our world. Bassinet, stroller, car seat, diapers, and books. Lots of books. Titles I recognized and ones that were new to me filled our baby registry. I went through rubber bins stacked to the brim with my old storybooks. I remembered laying in bed, my head on my mom's shoulder as she read the familiar words over and over again.
Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light in the red balloon.
I think about my blanket Blue tucked under one arm and Brownie the teddy bear tucked under the other, safe and warm. What a joy to be able to relive that feeling. Now I get to pass that sense of place onto Liam, all while escaping into the world of adventure. A world of bears missing buttons, trains that think they can, a sea of rainbow fish and hippos going berserk. It makes me wonder why I ever stopped reading these beloved books in the first place. And reminds me to never stop again. Now cuddle up tight and we'll whisper goodnight as we drift into darkening skies. And I promise I'll stay just a heartbeat away. I'll be here when you open your eyes. So tucked into bed with a world in your head and a ceiling of stars up above, wherever you go, I just want you to know you are safe, you are home, you are loved.
That ode to bedtime stories was brought to us by WPR's Jenny Peek.
Mama.
And her son, Liam.
Can you say, I love you?
Wisconsin Life.
Life.
Is a co-production of PBS Wisconsin and Wisconsin Public Radio.
London, Baker. Radio.
In partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum. Thanks, Liam.
You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Molly Stentz. We turn now to the Eau Claire-based musician S. Carey. He is out with a new album called Break Me Open. You may know Sean Carey as a member of the band Bon Iver. This album is his first in more than 4 years, and we're catching up with him on the road on tour for the album. Sean, welcome to the morning show.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I want to begin where you begin, with Dark, a song expressing your feelings toward your children. Let's take a listen.
No, it won't suffice to tell you that I love you among my deepest fears. Is no
Sean, how do you approach writing about such personal experiences?
Well, it's difficult at times, but it's something that I, at least on this record, felt that I needed to do. So, that song is just about, you know, being a parent and thinking about, if I ever lost one of my kids, what that would feel like. And that's the song that came out.
Well, and I understand that you lost your father recently.
True.
And that he was a music teacher.
He was, yes. He was an elementary music teacher. Yep.
I mean, what do you think he taught you about your love for music?
Oh, man. Music to him was a joyful experience, which to me it often is. He taught me how to find my own voice and he loved all sorts of kinds of music and always was one of my biggest supporters. So
do you hope to inspire the same love of music in your children?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm still in the, they're young enough where I don't want to push them to do anything.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I try to like set up instruments for them to just explore. I have my oldest is taking piano lessons now, and my son is playing drums. And so, I think it would be so awesome if they had a little family band once they get a little bit older.
And so it's been more than 4 years since the release of your last album, 100 Acres. Why make this album now?
The past 2 years for everyone, for all humans, has been, you know, quite different and heavy and hard and in many different ways. And I just feel like sharing my music with people is something that I know that is important to me and to music fans. And it felt, you know, it's just like something that I need to do. And it's important right now to look to art, to get inspiration, to understand things, to, you know, look at your own feelings. And it's many layers, but
yeah. Well, what did the pandemic mean for you? I mean, imagine like so many musicians without touring, must have been hard.
Yeah, it was, honestly, I loved not traveling. I loved being home. Now that I am touring, it feels good, but it definitely made me appreciate home a little bit more. It made me, really focus in on being a father And it really represented a lot of change for me. So a lot of that change really comes through in the music on this new record.
Yeah. One of the themes I noticed in your music, you talk a lot about the environment. And I wonder, from your childhood in Eau Claire and in Arizona, what is it? What is your connection to the natural world that inspires you?
Yeah, I mean, I actually grew up in Lake Geneva, but Wisconsin for sure for life. But I don't know. It's hard to even put into words. But I think, you know, I've just always had that connection. Always loved being outside. My dad especially was really into, besides music, was really into camping and fishing. So he lived in Arizona for most of my life. And, you know, when we would see him, it would be, you know, his house would be base camp. And then we would go out on all these trips and adventures and explore the Southwest and camp and fish and national parks and that whole thing. And that was, it was always a super exciting and memorable time for me every year.
We're speaking with the Eau Claire-based artist Sean Carey about his music and his new album. You can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Molly Stentz, and you're listening to The Morning Show. Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz. We're listening to Waking Up from the new album Break Me Open by Sean Carey, who goes by S. Carey. Good morning to all of you waking up this morning. We're speaking with Sean about his new album, and you can join us at 1-800-642-1234. Well, Sean, I want to talk about the song Break Me Open, the title track from the album. Let's take a listen. That's the song Break Me Open by S. Carey. Sean, what does that song mean to you?
Oh, it's all about vulnerability and just sort of something that I took away from the pandemic and the changes in my life was just to try to live more vulnerably. I think it's one of the most important things as a human that we can do, and beautiful things. And so that's kind of what that song's about.
Yeah. What was how did you find inspiration and creativity over the past few years, as we've all been looking for ways to deal with the pandemic?
Yeah. I mean, it came at certain times, and, you know, for the first year, maybe, or 9 months, I didn't feel creative. I guess I was just storing it up. But, you know, that song specifically, I remember I was, sitting under an oak tree and just kind of thinking, like, what's next for me? And, those words came out. So,
yeah. And I wonder what it's been like for you to manage maintaining your relationships with Bon Iver and that, as well as this, your whole solo project.
Oh yeah. It's, that's quite easy actually. It's just part of my job. I think as a musician these days, you wear different hats, and, so I do a lot of touring with Bon Iver, and I tour with my own band, and when I'm not on the road, I'm, you know, producing other people's music or working on my own or just taking time off. So it all works out. And Justin, of course, is quite supportive of all of us doing our own thing. So that's been really awesome of him, for sure.
Yeah. So where do you find those sources of creativity? Do you have a place where you go, your favorite place to write or find that inspiration for your work?
It all depends. You know, I think it's just sort of like, you just sort of chip away at it. And, you know, I have the luxury of working when I want to, and sort of, you know, just kind of waiting till the, you know, something sparks. And so then I go through a lot of phases where sometimes I don't write at all. And then other times I'm, you know, stuff is just happening and flowing. So work a lot at home and bounce ideas off my friends. And I like to be outside a lot, fly fishing and walking. And so I get good ideas out there.
So how do you know when an album is ready? Like, how do you know when it's done?
Great question. It's hard to say. It's kind of a feeling. It's actually one of my favorite parts of working on an album is when the big picture kind of comes together and you can see the whole thing. That's such an exciting moment. But it's... I don't know. It's really hard to describe besides just a feeling and trusting your instinct for sure.
Or do you just approach that point where you're like, I cannot think about this anymore. I can't.
Not necessarily, no. But.
But you feel good about it. What do you hope people take away from listening to the new album?
I mean, I hope people, you know, can look at their own lives and use some of those songs or all of them and interpret them in ways in their own life to have meaning. I mean, I think that's one of the most beautiful things about music is that ability to sort of, you know, learn from it or just feel from it. And, you know, I hope it's about change and it's about loss and there's some darkness, but there's a lot of hope and light there too. So I hope they sort of, you know, see the full spectrum of feeling and you know, I guess sort of use it as a positive thing that came out of the pandemic as well.
Mm-hmm. And so you're on tour right now for this new album, Break Me Open. Where will the tour take you next?
Yeah, right now we're in Boston. We played here last night, and then we're heading down the coast. So we're doing Holyoke, Massachusetts, then New York and Philly and D.C., and then we head back to the Midwest. We'll be in Milwaukee in
next week.
Yeah. And then we go out on the West Coast in July. So it's been really fun to play these songs. It's really exciting to have new music.
And what's ahead for you after the tour?
Well, and a couple other Bon Iver tours. And, yeah, it's a lot of time on the road this year, but, you know, I guess catching up for not being on the road the last couple of years. And beyond that, eventually I'll work on new music and... Hopefully I have some downtime here at some point.
Yeah. Do you get a chance to stop back home and see your kids in between stops?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's not ideal, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's the part you enjoy most about, I mean, I know it can be a grind, but what are some of your favorite moments about being on the road and being back in front of a live audience after, you know, so much time?
Yeah. You know, getting on stage and just seeing people that have come out to see you, and even if maybe they're not totally comfortable doing it, you know, they took a chance to come see live music and just sort of, you know, talk to them after the show and feel that, you know, how special live music is and how important it is. And to hear some of their stories has been really impactful.
Well, Sean Carey, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning and for getting up so early
it's okay.
to be with us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Molly.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Sean Carey, a musician from Eau Claire, releasing his first album in more than 4 years. Just ahead, we're going to check in on the latest battle lines in the culture wars, our public schools. I'm Molly Stenz. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. And the song we're listening to is Crestfallen by S. Carey.